Greetings, web surfers. Thanks for stopping by yourradioplace.com. From the ABC Newsroom, I'm Mike McKay. Here's some news stories we're working on for you on this Saturday, June the 28th, 2008. Well, for the first time this decade, AAA estimates a decline in the number of Americans traveling during the 4th of July holiday travel period. However, AAA projects 40.45 million Americans will still be traveling during the July 4th holiday weekend. That's down 1.3% over the 41 million who traveled last year at this time. This is the second consecutive travel holiday this year where year-to-year decreases have been forecast. AAA projected a nearly 1% drop in holiday travel for the Memorial Day holiday back in May. Well, if your travels take you towards Columbus today, it should be a little easier to get across Interstate 70 today. At last report, the Ohio Department of Transportation saying that I-70 east and westbound has been reopened to traffic through the Buckeye Lake exit area. You may remember yesterday traffic came to a halt as I-70 between milepost 126 and 129 was closed at that intersection due to high water. Now, according to ODOT, marked ramps at the Buckeye Lake Route 79 exit are still closed this morning due to high water. No report on when those ramps may reopen to traffic. Celebrating inventors and innovators, the new Concord portion of the 2008 Ohio Chautauqua coming to a close. Mixing entertainment and education, the Chautauqua continues next to Westerville, moving then to Port Clinton, the red and white tent, then making its final stop in Gallipolis late in July. The new Concord Chautauqua is the second of the Ohio tour schedule, and as we said, it wraps up today. Events for today include a youth workshop at the John and Annie Glenn site at 1 o'clock, adult workshop at Muskingum College at 3:30, period games at 5:30 at the new Concord Pavilion. Under the Ohio Chautauqua tent this evening will be the Cambridge City Band at 6:30, followed by a presentation by Michael Hughes as Alexander Graham Bell, starting at 7:30 p.m. In a related note, the John and Annie Glenn Historical Site in New Concord hosting an exhibition of a full-scale testing model of the Friendship 7 Mercury capsule used by John Glenn from 4 until 6:30 p.m. today. The capsule will be located outside of the museum on Route 40 in downtown New Concord. The viewing of that capsule only is free and open to the public. Early reports coming in this morning of a large amount of drugs being seized in Belmont County yesterday. According to reports, 6 pounds of marijuana and nearly 90 grams of cocaine were confiscated by police yesterday at a rest stop in Belmont County. Reportedly, Mark Wilson of Columbus was taken into custody. The 38-year-old at last report was in the Belmont County jail facing trafficking charges. And finally, the Marietta City School Superintendent has resigned, but his new post is just up I-77. According to reports, Superintendent Doug Baker resigned on Thursday, announcing that he would be assuming a new position this fall as building administrator at the New Philadelphia High School. Baker is leaving after 3 years at his post in Marietta. That's a look at local news. For the ABC News team, I'm Mike McKay.